Oh, you wanted me to
go. Oh, yeah, come on.
I'll come back, they said, but you wanted me to go. Well, that's over with. Rocco's house has resolved well.
Good. What else you got to report?
A couple things I think should be called to your attention, Mr. President, to see how we proceed with it. There's information coming into my office from a number of different sources. One is from Shumway, who was told that Seymour Hersh in the New York Times was told Bittman that they may have information that takes this whole story to a new level. And Shumway's source for this was apparently O'Brien. And as a part of the transfer of this information, which comes
O'Brien
being one of the lawyers.
Bittman.
Yes. Hersh told Bittman. Apparently, Hersh and Bittman are good friends. Hersh told Bittman that they have information which will take this matter to a new level, new plateau.
That means the president, of course.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, Bittman apparently communicated this to O'Brien. They had their discussion. And O'Brien told Shumway. Shumway reported it over here. As a part of the transfer of this information, they indicated, and this is what makes me somewhat skeptical of it, of course, that Dean, in his testimony or statement, is reported to have implicated the president. Now, Dean has not testified.
No.
Dean has made a statement.
Right.
But that would be information that Peterson
has,
and therefore would have, in his discussions with you, covered. Now, also, okay, that's that side of things. Woodward has called several people here. Woodward is a personal friend of Gergen's from college days and so forth. And also called Warren, and I had both of them milk as much as they could out of Woodward. And Woodward's point is that they have very serious reports coming in today, stories revealing, again, a new dimension, new plateau. Two basic stories, the new level story, suggesting, you know, someone implicating the president. And the other one suggesting that the vice president is going to resign. So they both fall into these categories. Now, the reason I raise this is to how to head it off. Now, there are several ways to do this, at least to approach it. The direct Dean approach, which I don't think is worthwhile.
No.
The Dean Garman approach, which I don't think was worthwhile. Now, there's another approach, perhaps, and that would be a conversation that Gergen could have with Woodward. And tell Woodward, look, you're looking for perspective on this. You're looking for guidance on this. You're confused about it, as Woodward said. Stay 100% away from it. There's no fact to it. There's no substance to it, and so forth.
I've got Peterson here. I'll talk to him and see what it is. He says that Woodward says that they have this from Dean.
No, sir. Woodward does not say that. The reference to Dean came through the Hersh Bittman O'Brien channel.
Hersh says that Bittman says that Dean is implicated in the president.
Hersh told Bittman that they have information that implicates the president. Bittman told that apparently to O'Brien. O'Brien told it to Shumway. Shumway then passed it back. Yes, sir.
You still don't think he carried a tape recorder?
I don't think it matters if he did. I don't think he did.
You don't think anybody going to believe you?
No, sir, but this again gets to the point of timing.
Yeah.
That is the way, the reason I raised it.
Right. No, Mr.
Yes, sir.
I still hold that view about Kendrick Gordon.